We're actually going to have a little competition for the team. We're going to put Kyle and Matt and Sophie's construction skills to the test, and we're going to ask Alan, as our engineer in the studio, to act as our judge. Now, everyone's got in front of you some spaghetti. There's about 15 spaghetti sticks there. We've also given you a well-known building material, which Alan mentioned earlier, which is marshmallows, and you've got about 15 marshmallows. If you eat them, which you can do, you'll just have less to build with, because what we want you to do is to build the tallest structure that you possibly can, but crucially, it has to be freestanding. So we're looking for the tallest freestanding structure. You've got 3 minutes to do it, and then Alan will judge you. So off you go, you three. So Kyle, Matt and Sophie, you get building. Alan, you and I can have a quick chat between us about actually what they ought to be doing. We'll assume they're not listening. What would be a good tip for them to make the most stable structure?
As I said before, wide at the bottom, thin at the top. Triangles are good. Rectangles have the ability to sort of rack and shear.
Turn into a rhombus.
Yes, turn into a rhombus. And so if you do see a rectangle, you need to put a diagonal across it pretty quickly.
And that stops the length changing.
I'm talking to Sophie. Yes.
Yes, don't give them too many tips. But so basically, your advice would be big wide base, taper to a point. And why is that particular configuration particularly stable, though? Why are the buildings you referenced earlier ideal shapes and structures?
It puts the centre of gravity lower down. That makes it more stable for a start. As I said, the load gets spread out over a wider area at the base.
Now, they're using marshmallows and spaghetti. Is that a reasonable model for what an engineer would use in a big building? You don't use marshmallows and spaghetti, obviously. What do you tend to use?
Steel and concrete are the main things. Timber's becoming ever more popular now. People are going to trying to go higher and higher with timber. Timber's something of a new material, strangely, even though it's been around for millennia. People are now trying to build skyscrapers out of timber.
Bamboo?
Bamboo as well, yes. It's a lot of work about in Cambridge. You can build amazing scaffolding out of bamboo, as they do in the Far East, goes right up the side of the skyscraper, all out of bamboo.
Well, of course, the benefit of using bamboo for your scaffolding is that it's much lighter than if you use big steel poles. So actually, instead of having to have very big steel poles to support the weight of even more big steel poles, you're able to make the whole thing, the whole structure, much lighter.
Yes, you're right. And then it's all about the joints with the bamboo, because the bamboo is incredibly strong, but then you actually have to tie it together somehow.
Right, well, we're sort of time up. So you have to stop building, I'm afraid, team. Alan, what are your thoughts? Should we ask each of them? Kyle, could you just talk us through your construction?
Sure. It looks something like a drunken camel. I've got 4 big marshmallows in the base, and then they're tapering up to 2. So you can kind of imagine the 4 hooves going up to the front and back of my camel. There's a body in between, which is made out of one of these noodles. And then there's 1 single neck going up that didn't go anywhere because I ran out of time. I would suggest that this is not the best building material.
Alan, your critique?
It's nice. I like the camel thing. It's got artistic merit. It's up to the second layers. There's some triangulation going on.
So we're looking probably about 30 centimetres of height for Carl there.
50.
You're going as high as York. You're really adding a bit on there.
Yes.
Okay, 50. Okay.
Yes.
Matt, what have you got in front of you? Yours is much taller.
It's still something of a monstrosity, I think. I think it's something maybe from War of the Worlds. It's a couple of...
Describe this for everyone.
It's a couple of tripods which are held together by a kind of cross beam and a triangle on top. And then I've got a completely unnecessary extra couple of centimetres on spaghetti just to try and get some extra height.
Alan, your verdict?
No, it's very good. The tripods are naturally stable. I'm sure there would have been 3 tripods had there been more time and more marshmallows. I like the little thing on the top. Lots of real buildings do that. They put a little aerial on the top just to get a bit higher in the Guinness Book of Records.
The Shard in London is a classic example, isn't it? The top bit's completely impractical.
They are
all aesthetic.
I think most of the buildings do that, yes.
Sophie?
Mine is leaning against my microphone. It looks like the Eiffel Tower has melted. I ignored Alan's advice about the crossbeam, and I thought I'd cheat by eating off half the marshmallows to create a stable, sticky structure, but it didn't work.
Alan?
There's a lovely tetrahedron at the top, which has got all the triangles everywhere, so it's really nice and rigid, but the lower part has got lots of rectangles and they've all just twisted. So sadly, the top is standing up on a twisted, mangled lower story.
Yeah, and it's almost like Sophie's tall building is resting on another tall building next door, which wouldn't have the designers of that building terribly happy, would it? Who wins, in your view, Alan?
I think I have to give it to Matt. He did cheat a little bit by adding the little aerial, but that's how you win this game.
Well, there you go. So, Matt, you are this week's Engineer of the Week.
Thank you so much.
Very well done.